get you inside. You've been out of the cold for too long already. This isn't the time to be shy, sweetheart. You're shivering like crazy, and I can literally hear your teeth chattering. You might not survive if you spend any more time out there. That's a good lad. I know it's a little uncomfortable going into the home of someone you just met, but you're just going to have to bear with it for now. Believe me, I wasn't expecting to have any company tonight either. I probably would have cleaned up if I had been. All right. Why don't you sit down on the sofa? Wait here. I'm going to go get you a blanket.
Ta-da! Looks comfy, doesn't it?
There you go. Just get all nice and snuggled up. Sorry that took so long. I thought you might like a hot drink as well. So, I made you a cup of my special hot chocolate. Oh, it wasn't any trouble at all. I've been working on this recipe for years, so I'm always curious to see if other people like it, or if there are any improvements I could make. Go on, take a sip. I promise it won't burn your tongue. Good, right? I knew you'd like it. You struck me as the kind of person who enjoys their sweets. Yeah, you're a little sugar addict, aren't you? It's all right. Have as much as you want. I'd be more than happy to make you another cup. Can you feel the warmth spreading through your body? How the taste of the peppermint sticks to your tongue? I tell you, there's nothing better than a good cup of hot chocolate on a snowy night. Actually, I can think of one thing that could improve the experience. Why don't I make a little fire for us? You just stay there, sweetie. You can't be fully recovered yet, and trust me, I don't need any help with this. You won't judge me for using fire starter sticks this time, will you?
I figured you wouldn't.
There we go. I should be able to add in the bigger logs. Perfect. Now, there really isn't anything that could make this better. Listen to the crackles of the wood. Smell the faint hint of smoke drifting over. You were lucky I found you out there, sweetie. Just imagine. If I hadn't been on duty tonight, you might still be freezing in your car right now, instead of enjoying hot chocolate by the fire. It's funny how those things work out. First your car breaks down, then you get swooped up by some passing snowplow driver.
I'm guessing this wasn't how you expected your night to turn out.
Still, it's better than freezing to death. Plus, I think I'm fairly good company. Wouldn't you say so? Hey. What's wrong? You keep moving away every time I try to get close to you. There's no need to be guarded, sweetheart. I mean, I understand the hesitation. I really do. You're out in the middle of nowhere in the house of a woman you just met. I'd be surprised if you weren't a little on edge. But I promise you, you have nothing to fear from me. All I care is about making sure that you're safe. I mean, what kind of woman would I be if I simply left you out there in the middle of a snowstorm? I know how bad it can get in these mountains. With temperatures like these, you wouldn't have been able to survive on your own. And I didn't want that on my conscience. What's the harm anyway? We could have a lot of fun together. All you have to do is give in. Leave? You don't have to leave, sweetie.
Where would you even go?
The storm's gotten worse and there aren't any hotels nearby. No, it would be best if you stayed right here with me.
Shh. It's okay. I know, baby. You're getting really sleepy, aren't you? Your limbs are going slack and numb.
Shh. Don't fight it. I've got you.
Good boy. There you go. Just relax into my arms. Let me cradle your head into my lap. Oh, good boy. I know you like it when I run my fingers through your hair. So sleepy. So peaceful. You can close your eyes, darling. It's okay. Just listen to the wind howling outside, the fireplace crackling. Listen and drift down for me. Rise and shine, honey.
Wow. It's actually still nighttime, but you get the point. What happened?
Oh, I drugged you, sweetheart. I thought that was obvious.
That's right, in the hot chocolate.
I told you it was my special recipe, didn't I?
You're so precious. Of course I have to do this. I'm not going to let such a wonderful opportunity pass me by. From the second I saw you there, stranded on the side of the road, I knew I was going to take you home. The mountains can be a solitary place, you see. I don't get much company in the winter months. Normally, it doesn't bother me. I'm an introvert by nature. I value my alone time, and there's plenty to do here. I even took up wood carving recently. Still, I've been feeling that something's missing in my life. I'm tired of coming back to an empty home, I guess. That's all I want. Someone to share these quiet moments with. To sit by the fire with me. To greet me when I get back from work. It was nice, wasn't it? Before you fell asleep. The two of us alone together on this frigid night, snuggled tight under a blanket. Blissful. Imagine spending the rest of your life like that. It would be paradise on earth. And do you know what the best thing is? I can make that dream a reality for you. All you have to do is become mine. Oh, come on, sweetie. Would that really be so bad? I know you're hesitant right now. That's understandable. You hardly know anything about me, and my actions haven't painted me in a flattering light. But you have to see my perspective. I didn't want to drug you. It's just, you look so helpless when I picked you up, so innocent. God, I just knew I had to claim you.
Can you blame me? An adorable little thing like you shouldn't be left alone.
No. You need a strong woman to take care of you, to make you obedient. Hey, cheer up. This is for your own good, baby. In fact, I bet you'll even end up thanking me when this is all over. I'll have you moaning my name in no time. It's useless trying to fight back. I've got you tied up nice and tight.
Stop fussing, baby. It was considerate of me to even drug you first. I could have been a lot rougher if I wanted to.
And I thought about it. I was so close to just throwing you down, ripping your pants off, and mounting you on the floor.
Or is that what you wanted, sweetie?
Maybe you like that thought of being taken by force.
That got your attention.
Good boy. Your cock's already twitching for me. See? I knew we were right for each other. You can deny it all you want. You can scream and beg for mercy, but deep down in your heart, you're enjoying this. Ah, that's okay. You can be honest with me. I don't mind that you want to be dominated, that you're a slut who gets off on the thought of being raped. In fact, it makes me love you even more. A good boy should know his place, and your place is in my arms. So, what do you say, sweetheart? Will you let me take care of you? Will you be my good little boy? Just say the word, and I'll untie you right now. No, I'm not letting you go. Haven't you been listening? I only said I was going to untie you. And I will, as soon as you admit that you belong to me. Simple enough. So stubborn. You couldn't even lie to free yourself. But that's just it, isn't it? You wouldn't be lying. You really are mine. In body and soul. And you know, the second those words came out your mouth, the second you said I belong to you, mistress, that truth would become impossible to ignore. But don't worry. I plan on making it rough. That's what you've been waiting for, isn't it? For me to make the decision for you. That's okay. You don't have to worry that pretty little head of yours, sweetie. I'm going to take control. Shh. Mistress is here now. Here, I cooked up another special drink for you. Well, I suppose medicine would be a more accurate word for it. There's a reason I keep it in a vial after all. It's a bit more potent than that hot chocolate you drank earlier. Your body is going to get all nice and warm. Yeah, it'll feel really good, baby, I promise. So open up. Come on now, sweetie. I thought we were over this. How about I pass it to you with a kiss? Would that be better? All right, then. I think you deserve some coddling. There. Drink it all in, baby. Can you feel it? The heat spreading through your body. The arousal building inside you. It must be overwhelming. I spent a lot of time perfecting this formula, but I never actually seen it in action before. Good boy. Look how hard you're getting. It's throbbing. Just let Mistress wrap her fingers around your cock, baby. Yeah, that's it. Moan a whole lot more for me. I know you love it when I stroke you slowly like this. I'm going all the way up from the base of your shaft and... rubbing the sensitive head. Good boy. I think I'll play with myself as well. Yeah. Watch me finger my tight little pussy. You're leaking all over the place. Enjoy the pleasure coursing through you. It's making your thoughts become hazy. You don't have to think, baby. I'll do all the thinking for you, okay? Yeah. There you go. Give yourself over to me. You want to be mine, to be my sweet baby boy. I saved your life, didn't I? So, shouldn't it belong to me? I'm not asking for too much. Only your love and your devotion. Fuck. Keep moaning as I jerk you off. No one else can make you feel this good. Got it, baby? I'm the only one who gets to see you squirm and writhe like this. Ah, oh, so submissive. So desperate for my touch. To think you wanted to run away from me. That's what you always do, isn't it? I saw it in your eyes when I first looked at you. Running. Always running. Tell me, what are you trying to escape from, sweetie? Do you even know?
I guess it doesn't matter. Because I'm not letting you run anymore.
No. You're staying with me. Maybe not here. I've had my fill of the mountains. But no matter where I go, no matter where I end up, I'm keeping you by my side. And every night, I'll use you to satisfy my needs.
Oh, fuck.
That's right, baby. I'm gonna make you into my perfect little pet. I need more. I need to feel all of you. Stay still. Just lie there and watch as I take my clothes off. There. Now I can... straddle you. Oh, good boy. Just relax and let me grind myself on your stiff, throbbing cock. You feel so good, baby. You like being my little slut, don't you? Can you feel the lips on my pussy sliding up and down in your shaft, baby? Oh, I'm so fucking wet. My juices are mixing with your pre-cum, making your cock all slippery. Yeah. Lock those hips. Show me how much you want this, slut. You're so excited. The drug I gave you must be working really well. It's a... a special aphrodisiac I developed. I've wanted to test it for years now. But I never had a good opportunity. There wasn't anyone I wanted to make into a lust-crazed animal. No cute little boys for me to corrupt. And you came along. I always thought your love at first sight was just an expression. But... you're meant to be with me, sweetie. You are sent to become mine. I can feel it in my heart. So just let go. There's no reason to fight this. The drug will do its job eventually. Do you want to fuck me? Yeah, you want to thrust into my perfect pink pussy. Say it. Come on, slut. Tell Mistress how much you want her to rape you. Good boy. Look into my eyes as I take you. I'm going to line you up to my entrance. That's it. Watch as I lower myself down. You're filling me up, sweetheart. Fuck, I can't help myself. Oh. Yeah, take it, baby. Yeah, it feels good when Mistress claims you, doesn't it? Good boy. You like being a slut for me. Thrust those hips. Come on. I said thrust those hips. That's better. God, I love having you tied up like this. You're so fucking helpless. Oh, I can do whatever I want. I could wrap my fingers around your throat and squeeze just like this. Good boy. I think you're even harder than before. Does being choked get you off? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. I'm not squeezing too tight. You can still breathe. After all, I don't want to hurt you. No. That wouldn't be any fun. I want you to love me, to need me. Soon, you won't be able to live without me. Oh, you belong to me. You're mine. Yes. Keep moaning. Buck yourself into my tight pussy. Feel my walls wrapping around you. Oh, so deep. Oh, I'm about to come, sweetie. Do it with me. Come inside me, sweetie. Give me your seed. Oh, spread it all over your creamy cum. Yes. Fill my womb. Oh, good boy. I can still feel you spasming. Yeah. Let it all out inside me, baby. Don't waste a single drop. Fuck. I'm going to milk you dry. Oh, good boy. I told you we were meant for each other. All it took was this blizzard to bring us together. I can still hear the wind blowing outside. Listen. We're probably snowed in. Who knows how long it will take for this to clear up. Could be days. Good thing I got you to keep me company. And I'm not ever letting you get away from me. Oh, there's my baby boy crying tears of joy. I know. I love you too. How about I kiss all those tears away? There. That's better. You want me to untie you? Of course, sweetie. It's hard to cuddle with you if I didn't. There you go. Free again. Now come over to Mistress. It's getting a bit chilly in here, and I'm already missing the warmth of your body. Good boy. You love being a little spoon, don't you? I know you do. I'm feeling a bit sleepy. Why don't we stay like this for the night? Sweetie? Oh. Have you dozed off on me? That's okay. I'll just wrap my arms around you. That way, I can make you feel safe even while you dream. Oh, I'm so glad I found you. My sweet baby boy. I'll see you in the morning.